It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Know-it-alls are less informed about the world than their peers.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Avista and TK Auto.
Okay, let's do it. She's 108 years old.
Man.
This woman is celebrating her 108th birthday. Her name is Helen Denmark.
Okay. Hi, Helen.
She celebrated with a party on Monday thrown by her friends and caregivers at the Brooksdale Assisted Living.
Uh-huh.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Love it.
She says, you know, I don't feel any older than I did when I was 107.
I mean, okay.
She stays feeling youthful by drinking some wine, always eating dessert, and those are ones that we've heard before, right?
Yes.
You've heard those.
Mm-hmm.
And flirting with men with mustaches.
There you go.
That's her thing.
Wow.
She loves a good mustache on her man, and she loves to flirt with men with mustaches.
Now, is that, I'm curious, and you probably don't have the answer to these questions, Kevin, because you're not her. Mustache and beard okay, or just?
Ooh, boy, I don't know. I'm trying to think about, like, really, you know, guys in assisted living. Are there a lot of beards?
Probably, might be, because I'm guessing no.
But it does seem like a mustache is
popular. For sure, yeah. Many more mustaches. When my mom lived, it was technically assisted living, you know, but everybody was, they had the option, you know what I mean? But,
right, how much care you need.
Correct,
or no
yes,
care at
yeah,
all.
Yes,
right, yeah.
Exactly, varying levels. And my mother-in-law, and my mother-in-law's place, I think there was maybe a couple, but where my mom was, I think there was a lot. There was a lot more people at that one, so, but...
A lot more variety.
A lot more mustaches. Well, not really, because they were all gray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And rather bushy.
The one guy with the jet black hair and mustache.
You think he dyes it?
He's 88. Nope.
Yep.
That's natural,
he just
baby.
Got that dye going. Not going to let it go.
No.
She says it works very well for her, and it keeps her young and having fun.
That's great.
You hear the stories about the nursing homes, right? Or the assisted livings, excuse me.
Yeah, come on, man.
Where it's just, apparently there's a lot of romance that goes on there.
Or at least the flirtatious behavior, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that.
I mean, I don't know. It sounds, I mean, I've heard some stories from some people who have worked there.
Uh-huh.
Where they're just like, yeah, these people, it's like teenagers. You put them in this facility and they just. They kind of got nothing better to do, so they just run around chasing each other.
Also, there's a lot of sneaking out, depending on the facility, yeah.
I don't know if Helen's sneaking out at 108.
All right, so
she says she feels healthy and strong, and I plan on being here. Don't interview me next year, she said, but I plan on being here when I'm 110. You should come back then.
That's awesome. With that attitude, she probably will.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, 108. Not that big of a deal. I mean, 108 deserved an interview.
Uh-huh.
109? Yeah, you can skip it.
Yeah.
We'll get you when you're 110, Helen.
I mean, it's a great thought, but I'm just going to say I'd go with 109.
They probably won't listen to her, will they?
No,
they'll probably come
so.
Back.
I told you not to come back until I was 110. I know, we didn't want to, we thought,
here's what
happy
I'm
thinking. Happy
birthday. They come back next year, Jay.
Easy.
I mean, you know.
They come back next year to interview her at 109 just to see how things are going. And they show, you know how they always show the footage?
The roll
footage, yeah, where they're just showing the assisted
B-roll?
Living. The
B-roll, I almost said dead roll, and then I realized that was wrong.
Just showing the rest of the nursing home.
Yeah.
God, stop saying that. Assisted living.
Yes, I understand.
The rest of the assisted living.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, panning around, and it's just like 50 guys with mustaches.
Just the lineup?
After seeing the interview?
The Helen factor.
Oh, man.
They're like, I'll be flirted with.
Yeah, that's great.
Don't they call those retirement communities? I thought that's what it was referred to.
Retirement community? That
I think
is
that's
one.
Also accurate.
Assisted living, I think, is different. Assisted living is where you have, I think, a full-time caregiver.
Oh, different levels. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of care. Yeah.
What else do they call
retirement
them?
Retirement community usually doesn't have the assisted part.
That is correct. Okay.
At least from my knowledge.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
They have some of the group activities or like the clubhouse or whatever where it's got all the, you know, where they can all go hang out and play cards or whatever. And some of those I do think have care. I'm trying to think, what do they call it at my brother's company? God, there's... Because they build some of these. I think they call them affinity living.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
I do. I'm going to stick with the interviewer at 109. You know, that's... Remember my mom's friend turned 100.
Okay.
This past, I think, February or March or April or whatever it was.
And they celebrated early, right?
And they had the birthday party early. Because they didn't want to be, you know, they didn't want to have a Betty White experience.
Yeah, they didn't want to miss it.
Yeah, so they did the thing where they're like, oh, she turns 100. And I remember my mom's like, we're going to go down for her birthday. And it was like 7 months away. And I was one of the people who said, maybe you just go down when you have time.
Yeah, I think that.
And it all worked out for the best on both ends of that. Like, you know, they got to see each other and she got to celebrate her birthday. So that was, you know, that was great.
May I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Is she...
She's still here, yeah. She's still going.
God bless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's celebrated her birthday.
Right.
Okay, very
that
good.
That is
very
great
good.
Absolutely,
news.
Yeah.
Woo.
So I'd go with 109, saying.
Yeah, interview her at 109, for
sure. I mean, interview her every 6 months.
Even though she said she didn't want to, I think you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Ask her about the mustaches then.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How can you prevent that?
Prevent saying too many numbers in a phone number?
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Say the number?
Pay attention? I don't know.
I don't know that there's a trick that most people need.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Are you okay in there?
I am now.
Okay, just double checking. Just making sure.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Yeah. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I need everyone to tell me if I'm being close-minded and possibly missing out on something. Here's how things happened. I stayed with a buddy at Hoop Fest weekend. Of course, I had to use the bathroom a few times. I quickly noticed his toilet was a little different because he had a bidet attached to it. He was so excited about it, he said, and I quote now, "Dude, this thing will change your life. You gotta try it." While I was going to the bathroom, he literally yelled through the door, "Hey, make sure you start low and slow and then turn it up." Right. Something like that. It didn't really matter because I didn't listen. I wasn't using it. I came out of the bathroom and he said, "How was it? Life-changing, right?" I then told him I didn't use it and he was heartbroken, bummed. Honestly, I felt like he wanted to have me go number two the rest of the weekend. So I think he would have come in there with me and made sure I used it. So my question is, did I miss out on something? I see these are very popular on Amazon. Is this becoming a thing and I'm just being old-fashioned or something? That's from Jason.
All right, well, 509-441-0999, that's the number to call or text.
Here we go. I'm just going to read comments to you guys. I think that's the best thing I can do right now. I don't have any knowledge on this. Jay, I don't believe you have knowledge on it.
I don't know anything about it.
Steve?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. I was like, oh.
That silence
Steve
was great.
Steve wants to stay silent
that
because he
great.
Does know about it. Kaylin says, I mean, who doesn't want a clean tushy? I bought several over the pandemic, and I think they are amazing. I even give them as gifts.
You give them as gifts? Whoa. Or is it GIFs?
She gave it as gifts, Jay. I promise.
Okay. I'm just
Jennifer says, in so many words, yes. Go back. Apologize profusely. change your life and add him to your will.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
TJ says, yes, you're missing out. Your friend is a real keeper. Keep him close, man.
Jeremy.
Yes.
I guess bidet?
Yes. I had the same situation that guy had. I went over to a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, use the bidet. And I'm like, okay. I used it, and I ordered one that night before I left his house.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
They really are that great, aren't they?
They are.
I
have a question.
I'm sold on it. I think I hope to gosh next week on the
I'm sorry?
Amazon Prime Days that they have just great bidet deals.
Well, they should have bidet day. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Bidet day.
Can you give us an idea of what kind you bought or whatever? I see the price range really varies on them.
It was like a $20 one.
Is it? Do you have to take the seat off and then put mount it to the toilet? Is that how that works?
Yes, and you do want to go slow.
Go slow, low and slow.
Low and slow at first, right?
Low and slow.
Yeah. Yes. Just out of curiosity, what about the drying process?
There isn't really any.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just squirts and it goes.
You know, no more questions.
Hold on. Can you answer me this question? Because someone says here that
I don't know how to ask.
They love it. Kaylee says, I lived in a country where we had to throw away your toilet paper.
I've seen that. And I love a bidet.
I just tell your friend, that thank you and get this. Others saying that I use it, I go through so much less toilet paper.
Yeah.
Do you pat dry a little bit at the end with toilet paper? Is he gone?
I think he
is. I just a little bit, less, like maybe like a half or one tissue.
Yeah.
You can, but normally you're good to go.
Okay.
No, that's I get unbelievable.
All right, Jeremy, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. You ordered one from the house that he was in.
He used it.
Yeah.
And then said, I'm ordering it before I leave your house.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. And you can answer it and then live with the consequences.
Okay.
Hillbilly Seth is on the phone.
Oh, Hillbilly Seth. He commented online as well.
Would you like to talk to him?
Well, I'm going to read one line that he said online and see if you think we should talk to him.
Okay.
It doesn't recycle the water from the previous person using it, if that's what you're worried about. That's one line. Now, he has another line. Let's go to Seth live and see what else he has to say about a bidet.
Hi, Seth.
Oh, how you boys doing?
Real good.
A real sensitive issue with me, no pun intended.
Yes, obviously, right. I'm glad you're approaching it appropriately.
Well, I try to. This is the things I do, but... It's like the veganism of home improvements. What's the point of having a bidet if you can't tell people you have a bidet? You know what I mean? People just get annoying about it.
I understand.
They judge you.
Put the bidet there. Keep a roll there. Let people make choices. This is America.
It's true.
So are you a bidet lover?
No, I mean, the things tickled me once before. I just wasn't a fan, so I didn't use it.
I understand, yeah. So no for you, but you're still, it's like you said, choice, right?
I'm still pro-choice, of course.
You want to make sure people have an option. You're into options.
All right, bye, boys.
See ya, buddy. He wants to give everybody an option. Put the roll there, Kevin.
You know, listening to Chad explain this, he says, I can say that when I was stationed in Saudi Arabia, they had little shower hoses that you sprayed off with. It was much cleaner and nice. It's better than smearing it around with paper.
Oh, boy.
That being said, I don't have a bidet, but I always think about getting one. Chad, I think it's your time.
Somebody
friend.
On the text line said they spent $400?
Jay, I'm telling you, there are brands of them. Because I have thought about it many times.
$400?
Because our former producer was a big believer in the product. And he... every once in a while would just send me a message and say, did you get a bidet yet, KJ? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And then I'll look that day and I can't decide because they're starting at like $20 and they go to like $400.
Yeah, that seems weird.
And you're like, well, then I'm thinking, I don't want to get a cheap one that doesn't work very well. Why don't they have a little blow dryer at the end? Which is...
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Jay Daniels.
He was so good, it didn't matter what I did.
Exactly. That's
I'm happy for Garrett. Yeah. And I'm proud of him.
Kevin James.
I'll back it up to listening to your show every day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a good lie.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. Thank you. By the way, hello, Jess Lynn. Jess Lynn just texted and said, hey, new listener, welcome. Welcome,
oh,
Jess
really?
Lynn.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello and hi.
I wish you'd call. I'd get to know you.
Okay, that's.
Well, I mean, everybody would get to know.
That seemed the way you said it was weird, though.
Jesslyn,
I
love meeting new people.
Okay? I understand
and
what
I
you
love
meant.
Chatting with them and finding out, like, oh, why are you a new listener?
Sure.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I got you.
How long do you think you'll stay? Is what I'm doing now the reason you're going to leave?
Most likely, yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's your address? How about a social security number?
I mean, while we're at it.
Steve, have you have not been part of the very painful game, What's Your Address?
Oh, but it sounds thrilling.
Mm.
We used to do this game where we would call someone, and Jay would act like an old lady.
Right.
And he would ask them, what's your address? And then he would go on, and they would try to give it.
Now, everybody, it's time on the Jay and Kevin show for What's Your Address? So sit back and listen to What's Your Address?
Hello?
The Jay and Kevin show. Gonna call up people they don't know. Gonna ask them what their address is, even though it's really none of their business. Maybe they'll fail, maybe success. Or who are they gonna call? Well, that's anybody's guess. Hey, what's your address? What's your address?
Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Hello.
I my name is Edith.
Edith.
I was at your place of business the other day, and I was helped by a very nice man, and I wanted to send a thank you to him for being so kind and considerate. So I was wondering if you could give me your address, please, so I could mail that thank you.
Go away, Edith.
Oh, wow.
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 Oh, I'm sorry. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What you were supposed to say is 500 West Boone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And for the next 5 minutes, Edith would get everything wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we play?
It was quite a game that we used to play.
Oh, my. The people were they not the nicest people ever?
So sweet about it.
Every
once in a while,
time,
it would be somebody
Steve.
Who would get busy and be like, hey, you know, I got to go.
I can't call you back, though, because I have a game. I have game time coming up, and I don't have. Yes, we sit in a chair, and the game is try not to fall out of the chair. I have
it's
been
like
winning.
Musical chairs, but different.
But opposite day, yes. And then the poor woman would have a difficult time understanding and couldn't hear, and the numbers were messed up. And
good times.
We'd always pick an address that had like a 46721 East Sassafras Avenue, you know, and then you'd be like,
even if it was 500 West Boone,
we could still make some fun out of it.
You could still just draw it out forever.
All right, prove it. 500 West Boone.
Yeah, well, you know, one of those deals.
I have some entertainment news for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Matt Sajak is back, baby.
Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
Did you know, how long could he stay away? Pat Sajak is back
behind
the wheel.
Oh, man.
He's behind the wheel?
Okay, last month he ended his four-decade run as the host of Wheel of Fortune.
Correct, yeah.
But we'll come out of retirement already to host one more season of the game show Celebrity Edition this fall.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Makes sense, right? That's the way to do it. Like, come back and just do the celebrity one.
Well, for him, he gets to work like 1 week, make a bunch of money, gets to, you know, do the celebrity one, which is kind of fun. Maybe they'll actually have all celebrities this time, which is always great.
Yeah, well, you get better chance, right?
Yeah.
If Pat's coming back, it's
absolutely
a primetime deal.
Yeah.
It will be starting in October is when they will air.
Mm. Who would the Celebrity Jeopardy Jane Kevin Show edition be? Would it be like Edith, Charlie the Coyote? Like, who would be the contestants?
If we were on Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
What did I say? I said Jeopardy. I meant Wheel of Fortune.
But
Well, Wheel of Fortune, I think it's maybe Charlie the Coyote. I don't know. Possibly.
It's Charlie. I'd like to solve the puzzle.
No, Charlie, you're the host. You don't get to solve the puzzle. What? You're the host. You don't.
But
get...
I have the answer right here.
I know, but that's why you don't get to you don't get to be. You're not playing the game.
Oh.
You're the host. You get to. You direct the other contestants to play the game.
Boring. Charlie's out.
Charlie doesn't want to do it now.
What's the prize? Candy?
Come on. Oh, Vanna likes candy too.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. That's a good question. Like the man. Charlie the Coyote.
Charlie would be great because if somebody guessed wrong, Charlie would then go, no, and then give you the right answer. And then they would be like, you're not supposed to do that. Well, he was wrong.
What's wrong?
I don't want to do a Charlie
just
impression.
Just trying to help. Well, be careful.
I'm sorry.
Be very careful.
Tread lightly on Charlie.
I'm down for this because I think it's going to get more and more interesting when we get more document. I'm all into documentaries. A new docuseries is coming out. It's a 4-part series. It'll be on Hulu at the end of August. It stars Carmen Electra.
Okay.
Alexandra Paul and others. Over 35 others who worked on the show Baywatch.
Boy, that could be a good one.
Oh. It's called After Baywatch.
Yeah.
A Moment in the Sun.
That could be good.
Sounds like a drama.
I feel like there'd be a lot to tell there.
A nostalgic and insightful exploration of Baywatch.
I would imagine.
It's probably interesting, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I think that would be a lot. Again, a lot to tell with that series. Behind the scenes could be very, very interesting.
Also, a show reboot is underway at Fox.
For that
Baywatch,
show?
Baywatch,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think that'll ever go away.
Different.
Yeah. Gosh, Kevin, a real quick musical note. I don't know if you saw this. If you are Post Malone and you're doing all these collaborations and you've got the Morgan Wallen and you've got Blake, who's the next guy in country music that you're going to do a collaboration with? If you're
I want to say Luke Combs.
Then you go. I think you should say it.
I'm going to say Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is a very good guess, Kevin.
For someone who's going to be.
Take it away, Luke.
No VIP up at MIT, and it still won't let me fly the time machine. Someone to turn back the hands.
They just teased it with a little video.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So are these all going to be on Post's album, his country album?
I mean, it's going to be good. I'm telling you. It's just they figured it out.
So good. Yeah. I love the sound, and I know some people aren't down with the Post Malone thing. I think he's really good, and I don't know who's writing the songs.
I don't know.
That song is, I don't know exactly the whole concept, but I don't have a guy for that.
That's the name of it, yeah.
It's, to me, it leads to a lot of great things.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's so great when you do have a guy for something, like, hey, my car broke down, I got a guy for that.
Well, that's what everybody wants, yeah.
You know, I need to do this. I got
my taxes. I got to fix the roof. I got to, you know, whatever it might be. Handy.
My heart is broken. I don't have a guy for that.
Did you write the song?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A faux pas in St. Mary's. They could have maybe made him the world's largest, but he has no feet.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that because...
His legs just go into the ground.
Huh.
Kind of weird. He's a footless Paul Bunyan.
Kevin James.
Is that because Walt Worthy has all of them?
Walt Worthy has his feet. He has square feet. Steve, that's a very local joke.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On the air at jandkevin.com. That is our email address. You can always send us a note that way or just message us, you know, in the typical ways if you'd like. We'll get a hold of those as well. This one starts from Lori. I'll see you guys tonight. Can you give me the time rundown? The time rundown. So 3-hour cruise, 7 to 10.
Yes.
Independence Point. And you can board at 6. Anything else 30. They need to know? What?
6:30. Pretty sure boarding's at 6:30.
Hmm.
Hold on, I have tickets right here in my bag. Boarding begins at 6:30 in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho at Independence Point.
Like I said, 6:30. Departs
promptly at 7 p.m. But, Jay, I think 6 is a good time to understand.
You're a good time.
A lot of people will get there at 6. And they will just hang out in line.
That's
There's
true.
Always a line to get on at 6:30.
That's true. So there you go. Like I said, boarding at 6:30.
Yes. 6:30.
I think that, what did you hear?
Independence Point.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't be late because, man, that boat leaves at 7.
No, they don't wait around.
They don't mess around.
That's the other part. Like, I know we've had people before now, have said, so-and-so got stuck in traffic. Now, again, if you're going to go that direction to Coeur d'Alene and you have never or haven't been in a while, it, depending on where you're coming from, it takes a minute.
Yeah.
Because by the time you get to Barker, it gets a little messy there, and then it's very slow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but yeah, you're right, Kev. It doesn't wait. The boat waits for no one.
Right. Well, I will say it's one of those, like, if we're having trouble getting people on the boat with the tickets or whatever, if that's being slow, well, then we will wait. We're going to make sure everybody gets on.
Well, yeah, if it's on us, then yeah.
But I've always wanted to have somebody who, like, their long-lost love is on the boat.
Right.
And they're, like...
they're running down the dock?
Yeah, it's like... it's like the plane that's... every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The plane's taking off and they somehow get there just in time. I've always wanted that to happen.
And everybody cheers?
Yes.
As they're the last one on and they're just about to close the gate and you're like, hold the boat! Hold the boat! And, you know, there's Rose standing over the edge of the boat and... Jack! We've got
email. There was enough room. There was enough room.
Turns out there was enough room, but just don't try to share this piece of wood in the water. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, boarding at 6:30. I clearly said that earlier.
You did.
You having any emails from you? Oh, bless you. Oh, my.
Oh, man.
I cannot explain to you based on... oh, and bless you. I cannot explain to you based on our proximity how much I appreciate you covering.
Those were powerful
ones, too. They were wet.
Am I only doing two? Is that it?
I don't know. That seems un-Kevin-like.
Yeah, it seems like I get a tickle in the right side still, but I feel like I'm able to go on.
I've had one before where Kevin accidentally, like, you know how those ones just sneak out? Like, you're unprepared. And well, I know you know, Kevin, because it's happened. And I felt like I had my face in a bidet.
Yes. That is exactly right, Jay.
I did not appreciate that.
Okay, I have an email for you.
Okay. Prove it.
Jeez.
Well, this is
from what I can only assume to be a nice young lady. I am a friend of Peter and Barb's.
Yeah! Oh, boy.
I wanted to hear the segment where they were on your show. Peter and Barb, for those who do not know, are producer Steve's parents.
Yes.
And we had them on the show to do a new segment called What You Watching.
Yes.
And they gave a very in-depth movie review of Inside Out 2.
They did. Yes.
And we're going to have them on once in a while to do reviews of movies or TV shows.
It's time for What You Watching with Barb and Peter.
What You Watching?
Now, without further ado, here's King Peter and Big Barb.
Yeah, we had King Peter and Big Barb on the show.
That's the little names we came up for them.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Hey, did I tell you, quick side note, what my cousin texted me after my dad told him that we were going to be that they were going to be on the show?
No.
Which, by the way, I loved. First of all, your dad posted it on his Facebook page. He'll be on Coyote Country tomorrow with a movie review with Big Barb or whatever he said. And then started a text thread with your family, correct?
Well, just random. His poker group and then like some of my cousins.
I love it.
Great. Yeah. So my cousin then promptly, after my dad apparently sent out this group text, he goes, not again, and screenshotted what my dad had sent him.
Oh, no.
And then I said to him, well, you got to give the people what they want. And he said, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Well, these people want King Peter and Big Barb. That's who they are.
And they're not wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, what'd they say, Kevin?
They wanted to know how to listen to
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
So they missed the segment.
Peter had made a comment on Facebook of how to do it.
That didn't work.
I'd like to explain. Let me quickly see if I can find Peter's page and
King
explain
Peter,
how
please.
This went on. Yeah. King Peter, why am I on Instagram? I'm getting so upset with my computer right now.
How old are you?
No,
I just I go
I'm
to
in the
Facebook.
I'm in the business suite, Jay.
Uh-huh.
And it's being very difficult.
Just
right
go
now
to go to Facebook and put in King Peter.
Never mind. Yeah, then you'll find it.
Pops
this
right
is
up
making me so mad.
It literally
basically
pops right
King
up
Peter told them, go to the App Store.
Okay.
And get the big 99.9 Coyote Country, and then you can listen to it on the podcast.
Oh.
Oh, he mixed
which
in
he's not.
I mean, he's close.
I mean,
you could listen to both.
That, you but could maybe get there that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that won't work. So.
Oh, yeah, I think you can get there that way.
You can.
Eventually,
yeah,
you could get there. But I think the best way to do it is just go to the Jay and Kevin Show on Facebook.
Right.
And then right at the top of the page, there is a link to take you to the podcast
that
either
is
on Apple or on Spotify.
That is the best way. Fastest, easiest way. So, because I did just put in King Peter on Facebook. That whatever came up, well, that was not your dad.
Ooh. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.